Hello, and welcome to our exclusive question time, I guess, or Daily Magician Tapes, wherever you're listening to this, if you're a member or if you've, wherever you're coming from, we're excited. We're going to ask just one question. I actually wanted to know, so you're someone that is, obviously, you have a lot of just kind of like on the ground work. What would be your top tips for kind of just getting an audience to interact, helping people have a good time? Kind of what are your top, you know, live performance tips, if that question makes sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to answer this then. So when you say on the ground, are we talking close-up or stage?
Yeah, I guess a bit of both. I mean, maybe you can start with close-up, and maybe, because obviously stage is a different medium. But yeah, maybe you can start with close-up and we can talk about, you can say your top tips with both, I guess, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I guess for close-up, for me, the one thing that's always kind of worked is a little bit like I was talking in the interview about Zoom, where you almost kind of connect with the audience. So rather than just jumping in and showing, you know, everybody a magic trick, you know, you haven't really warmed up and give the people who are watching you that chance just to connect. You know, I remember, like, over the years, tips that have been given to me, turn up with a fire wallet and fires, you know, make some fire appear, or, you know, get some flash paper and make a packet of cards appear or a coin. Well, for me, that just has never worked. And for years when I was younger, I always kind of believed that that must have been the right thing. Set your precedent nice and early so you step in and you baffle people. But for me, that was the worst thing that anybody ever really told me. So I would say, rather than going in, imagine you're going to a group of people, as an example, you know, all around a table, and yeah, I would rather go up and just talk and say, hi, I'm Joel, I'm the magician, and, you know, what are you guys called, or, you know, just get to know them a little bit at least, and show that you're interested in them, you know, and whatever way you kind of find best to do that. I can't really say exactly what you should be saying, but don't go in and bamboozle them with, you know, starting off with one of your best tricks, right? Because it's going to be downhill from there, I guess. So just chat and get to know people, and yeah, like, close up material wise, keep it strong. Like, the magic for me has always had to be really, really strong. And, you know, when that's backed up with, you know, somebody who's likable and approachable, that's even better. So, yeah, and stage-wise, I guess a similar rule kind of applies for me. You know, just go out. I never do. A lot of people do. I know they do go out and might make a bouquet of flowers appear and, you know, and grab people's attention. And that's cool. That works. People's performing style on stage can often vary even more so. But what's always worked for me is going out, establish kind of who I am, have a laugh with people, and put them at ease as a person, rather than putting them at ease with that what I actually do is good, because I know that when I come to show them magic, that what I will show them is going to be good anyway. You know, and obviously, like, the top tip is know your material really well. You know, a lot of people can go out and try new material and die a quick death. Well, a quick death will put you off performing that routine again. But not only put you off performing that routine, just even give you bad habits of, you know, I don't know, you go out and something messes up and you leave the stage and you go, oh, what should I change about that? Well, the thing that you should change is, you know, the practice process. Actually practice your magic. Make sure it is amazing, it looks good, it's fluid, and you can perform it like second nature. Get to know your material. And I guess them rules again, like, I'm talking about it as being a close-up thing, but that applies to the stage performing as well. Close-up as well as stage, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying. Know your material, know your audience, make sure you enjoy it. You know, if you don't look like you're having a good time, then the audience are going to be well aware of it. And, you know, there's a lot of magicians who perform repeat and repetitive material. I've worked with magicians who perform the same routines for years and years, and some of them look like they have performed them for years and years, and that isn't always necessarily a good thing, because the audience can sometimes feel it. Like, oh, he obviously does that all the time. He didn't leave space. He didn't even talk to us. He just did that thing that he always clearly does. But then there's magicians who I've worked with who can perform and keep doing the same thing. They've had the same act for 30, 40 years, some of these magicians, and it looks like they've performed it for the first time, and it's been fluid for the first time. And, you know, there's a big difference there. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely.
I think one thing that's sticking out to me, what you talked about earlier, is basically it kind of comes down to giving people a reason, right? Like a reason why. So I think people want to, I don't, maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, but when you're performing, people want to react well, you know? But
you've got
to kind of give them feed them a line, right? Give them a reason why. And so coming over and getting to know them suddenly gives them something to latch onto, where they're like, they have that connection and they actually want to reciprocate, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. You know, an audience doesn't want you to do bad at the end of the day. They want to see, they're there to see magic, most likely, unless it's a close up gig and you're at a wedding or a corporate event. But usually when you're performing on stage, they're there because they want to see some good magic, and they're, you know, they're hoping that they're going to see some good magic. They want to go away and just be baffled. So
thanks, well, man. I love it. Thank you so much. Those are great tips.
Yeah, no problem. That's all right. Hey, thanks everybody.
Yeah, thank you.